奉主耶稣圣名跟大家来一起分享神的道理。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I'd like to share with everyone God's words.
今天晚上跟大家一起来分享，看啊，神的帐幕在人间。
And today I'd like to share with everyone, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men.
因为我们最近教会读经进度在读撒母耳记下，我们如果照进度，今天应该是读21章。
And according to the Bible reading schedule, we're supposed to read 2 Samuel chapter 21.
那撒母耳记下24章结束之后，我们接下去要读以弗所书。
And after 2 Samuel chapter 24, we're going to continue reading Ephesians.
所以从6月25号开始，有6天的时间要读以弗所书这一卷书。
Starting from June 25th, the rest of the days we'll be reading Ephesians.
那以弗所书这一本保罗的书信呢，对我们真教会来说非常的重要。
And Ephesians, a letter of Paul, is very important to the true church.
所以小弟想要用一些时间跟大家来查考以弗所书里面的信息。
And so I'd like to spend some time to study with everyone the message in Ephesians.
那我们在读经的时候，我们可以有一个了解，我们对圣经里面所阐明的真理能够掌握住。
And during our Bible reading, we may grasp the essence of Ephesians.
我们知道教会的发展不是凭血气，也不是凭人意的。
And we know that the development of the church is not by men.
教会的发展主权在神。
The establishment of the church holds within the hands of God.
然后圣经指出了神建立教会的方向以及神要教会所做的工作。
And the Bible has shown and tell us the direction of how the church should be developed.
那在整个新约圣经里面，对有关于教会的道理讲的最详细的，应该就是以弗所书。
And in the New Testament, the book that has the most detailed recording of the church is in Ephesians.
以弗所书这卷书又是很特殊的，作者保罗他并不是为了要解决教会的任何问题。
And the book of Ephesians is unique because Paul is not trying to solve any problems within the church.
他纯粹是要去阐明神在这个地上救赎的计划里面一个很重要的工程，就是建立教会。
Paul is trying to reveal the truth about how the true church will be established on earth.
那这个教会就是基督的身体。
And the church is the body of Christ.
那教会的头就是主耶稣基督。
And the head of the church should be Jesus Christ.
那这个教会应该要怎么样运作？教会里面的人是哪些人组成的？里面应该要具备什么特质？在以弗所书里面都非常清楚的阐明出来了。
And how the church should develop and play and play with all the parts are recorded.
那在启示录21章记载这一句话，请翻开启示录21章。
And please turn to Revelation chapter 21.
启示录21章，请看第三节。
Verse 3.
21章第3节。
21 verse 3.
我听见有大声音从宝座出来说：“看哪，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住。他要做他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。”
3. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Now the dwelling of God is with men, and he will live with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God.
这是使徒约翰在异象当中所听到天上圣灵所宣告的。
And this is what disciple Paul, John had heard from a voice from heaven.
他说看啊，神的帐幕要在人间，他是要与人同住。
And he said, Behold, the dwelling of God is with men.
在这帐幕里面的人要做神的子民。
And within the tabernacle, and they will be his people.
神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。
And God himself will be with them and be their God.
那这个神就是起初也是末后，就是没有生之始，没有命之终的独一真神。
And this God is the Alpha and the Omega, and he is omnipresent.
这个神是天地的主宰。
He is the ruler of the universe.
他是创造人类以及宇宙万物所有的源头。
He created mankind and everything within the universe.
那现在他在这里面让在圣经里记载了这句话，他说神的帐幕要在人间。
And here records that the God's tabernacle will dwell among men.
那这一句话其实就阐明 神所要建立的属灵的真教会在地上所要彰显出来的功用。
And this represents the work of the true church.
它就是要让人能够体会我今天能够成为神的子民有多幸福。
And this is for mankind to understand that it is we are very blessed to be His people.
那在这个神的教会这个帐幕里面，它会带来什么样的恩典？
And that within the church, within the tabernacle, their blessings will follow.
那这个教会，这个神的帐幕到底要发挥什么样的功能？为什么神要有这一个作为
？And how the true church should work and develop on this earth?
因为神的智慧要由教会来宣告。
Because God's wisdom will be declared by the church.
神的救赎要由教会来执行。
God's salvation will be played out by the church.
啊，那神的旨意一定是不能拦阻的。
And God's commandment will not stop.
神他为了要救赎这个他所创造的这些人类，他已经牺牲生命来到人间，牺牲了，付出代价，他建立了属灵的教会了。
And Jesus Christ has already shed blood for His chosen people and establishing the church.
啊，所以这个是以弗所书里面他所要主要阐明的重点，就是要建立一个属神的荣耀的教会。
And one of the main points in Ephesians is to establish the true church of God.
那这个教会就是主耶稣基督的身体。
And this true church is the body of Christ.
我们在这基督的身体里面，我们所扮演的角色，每一个信徒是什么角色
？And the role that all of us, the believers, need to play within the church.
所以我们现在请翻开以弗所书第一章。
So now let's turn to Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章
Ephesians chapter 1
第一节
Verse 1
奉神旨意做基督耶稣使徒的保罗写信给以弗所的圣徒就是在基督耶稣里有忠心的人
Paul an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God to the saints in Ephesus the faithful in Christ Jesus
第二节说愿恩惠平安从神我们的父和主耶稣基督归于你们
Verse 2, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
这一卷书很明显的是保罗他写信给在以弗所的圣徒。
And this book is clearly written by Paul to the believers in Ephesus.
那这些圣徒是在主耶稣基督里面有忠心的人。
And these saints are faithful in Christ.
也就是说教会是在主耶稣基督的救赎恩典底下所建立起来的。
It means that the church was established under God's salvation plan.
在每一个地方，在很多地方都有神所救赎的人都被称为圣徒。
And that many places the chosen people of God are called saints.
那现在特别写这封信，说是要给以弗所的。
And here the letter is directly written to Ephesus.
我们一定要先了解以弗所到底在哪里。
And first we need to understand where is Ephesus.
以弗所是小亚细亚。在靠近爱琴海海边的一个商业城市。
And Ephesus is a city close to the Mediterranean Sea.
啊，是，是在亚洲跟欧洲的那个边界那里的哈。
Is
过一个海就是到非洲。
Is at the border of
到欧洲了。
Europe and Asia, and across a sea, you will get to Europe.
哦，所以它是一个海岸岸边的城市。
So it is a city by the sea.
在主耶稣那个时代，以弗所这个地方是当时候罗马帝国亚细亚省的省的大城。
And during Jesus' time, the city of Ephesus is a city belonging to Rome.
那这个大城里面有一间很出名的神庙，女神庙。
And within the city, there is a very famous church.
那这个城市。很多的活动，很多的发展都跟这个庙有关系。
And the city, many of the activities and the events in the city has to do with this church.
那是在看《使徒行传》第十九章。
And now let's look at Acts, verse chapter 19.
使徒行传十九章，十九章，我们看第二十六节。
Verse 26.
二十六节，这保罗不但在以弗所，也几乎在亚细亚全地引诱迷惑许多人说，说人所造的不是神，这是你们所看见、所听见的。
And see and hear how this fellow Paul has convinced and led astray a large number of people and practically the whole province of Asia.
第27节说, 这样不独我们这事业被人藐视, 就是大女神雅迪米的庙也要被人轻忽, 连亚西亚全地和普天下所敬拜的大女神之威荣也要消灭了。
But also that the temple of the great goddess Artemis will be discredited, and the goddess herself.
哦，那表示说。 这两句话看出了当时候在以弗所里面的这个居民呢，以他们这个城里面的这个女神庙为荣了。And
so from these two verses show that the city has put this temple of the great goddess Artemis as the center.
那他们这一次哦发生一个大暴动。And
from this there was a great riot.
因为当时候保罗在以弗所这个地方传达了主耶稣的信息，让很多人。 改变他们的信仰来跟随耶稣基督。Because
Paul at the time had preached the gospel of Jesus Christ, and many have converted.
哦，那这一次其实第十九章里面所记载的是保罗第三次在宣道旅行的时候所发生的事情。And
chapter 19 records the third time Paul went on a missionary trip.
那这个地方其实是保罗当时候在第二次宣道旅程的时候曾经暂时短暂停留过的地点。
And this was also a location where he stopped at in his second missionary trip.
保罗他第二次宣道旅程，他最后要回家以前，要回到安提阿以前，短暂曾经来到以弗所住了几天。And
in his second missionary trip, before he went back to Antioch, he had temporarily stopped here.
在18章的第19节。It
is recorded in chapter 18, verse 19.
你看18章的19节说，他到了以弗所，保罗就把他们留在那里，自己进了犹太，进了会堂和犹太人辩论。They
arrived at Ephesus, where Paul led Priscilla and Aquila. He himself went into the synagogue and reasoned with the Jews.
然后第20节说，众人要请他多住些日子，他却不允许。20,
when they asked him to spend more time with them, he declined.
21节就辞别他们说，神若许我，我还要回到你们这里，于是就开船离开了以弗所了。But
as he left, he promised, I will come back if it is God's will.
所以这是他第二次旅程的时候，在以弗所曾经进会堂跟众人犹太人来辩论有关的耶稣基督的这些道理。众人也很想要知道，想要他留下来，可是他就觉得不行，这次不能留下来。神如果允许，我下一次还有机会来。所以他就离开了。Second
missionary trip, he has stopped here to reason with the Jews, and he felt like it was not his time yet to stay. So he said, "I will come back if it is God's will."
后来到了第三次他在出外旅程的时候，and
in his third trip,
那到了第19章第一节，in
chapter 19 verse 1,
保罗再一次的他来到了以弗所这个地方了。Paul
once again arrived in Ephesus.
来到这里，就碰到了这些信耶稣的门徒了。Then
he found some disciples.
就是，他说你们有没有受圣灵啊？
And asked them, did you receive the Holy Spirit?
他们说没有。
They said no.
那为什么没有？ 信耶稣应该要领受圣灵，怎么没有？
Why is it not they have not received the Holy Spirit if they believe in Jesus Christ?
他的反应就是，是不是受洗有问题？
And then he questioned the baptism.
好，就把那个受洗的道理再重新跟他们讲清楚。
So he once again told them the truth behind baptism.
他们就奉主耶稣的名再一次洗礼。
And they once again baptized in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
后来他们祷告，圣灵就降下来了。And
they prayed, and the Holy Spirit descended upon them.
他们可以很清楚的知道有十二个人得圣灵。And
they clearly saw that 12 people received the Holy Spirit.
接下来，保罗他就在这个推拿农的学房里面，天天来跟众人传讲主耶稣的道理了。And
then he had daily discussion in the lecture hall of Tyrannus.
在这个地方，在以弗所这个地方一住就住两年多了。And
he stayed in Ephesus for 2 years.
那这个都是在以弗所发生的事。And
all of this happened in Ephesus.
所以等于保罗第三次的旅程里面，他就以以弗所为中心，在那里住很久，兼顾教会的信徒的信心。So
in his third missionary trip, he put Ephesus as his focus, and he helped establish the faith of the believers.
那表示说，以弗所这个地方的信徒呢，他们从建立到这个信仰根基的这个稳固啊，都是保罗他一手把它做起来的。
And so the church in Ephesus Paul has established their faith from the very beginning.
当然还有其他的工人来协助。
And there were also other workers that came and helped.
但是一开始就是保罗立下了根基的。
But in the beginning, Paul has laid down the foundation of their faith.
那保罗他在以弗所这个地方花了很多很多精神心力。
And he has spent much energy and time in Ephesus.
所以那个你看保罗他在传讲道理的时候，他把这个那个道理讲得很清楚，什么是使徒，什么是非使徒，什么是迷惑人的道理，他都分析得很清楚了。
And so in the book of Ephesus, he has clearly described who are the disciples and who aren't, and what are the truth.
所以你看，在启示录第二章哦。
And so in Revelation chapter 2.
当神要使徒哦，约翰写信给这个以弗所教会的时候，特别指出一点。
And so when God has revealed John to write to the churches and to the church in Ephesus.
看启示录第二章第二节。
Let's look at Revelation chapter 2, verse 2.
你就看到他们当时候这个教会，他们那个根基其实立得蛮稳的。
And you can tell that their foundation is quite firm.
第二章第二节说，我知道你的行为，劳碌忍耐，也知道你不能容忍恶人。你也曾试验那自称为使徒却不是使徒的，看出他们是假的来。
Verse 2, I know your deeds, your hard work, and your perseverance. I know you cannot tolerate wicked men that you have tested, those who claim to be apostles but are not.
第三节说，你也能忍耐，曾为我的名劳苦，并不乏倦。
You have persevered and have endured hardships for my name.
我们就看到，这个教会，以弗所这个教会，基本上他们不管在做圣工，在传福音，在辨别真理上面，他们都根基蛮好的。
And so we can see that the church in doing holy work and in debating for the truth have a strong foundation of faith.
他们也忍耐为主的名受苦。
And they have persevered and persecuted for the name of Christ.
然后他们并不乏倦，很努力的在做圣工，传福音的。
And they do not grow weary and they try very hard to preach the gospel.
当然在启示里面，这个圣经里面特别提出当时候圣灵责备一件事情，就是离弃了起初的爱心。
And in Revelation, it has says that you have forsaken your first love.
那我们来看，就这样看出那个保罗他把时间精神放在以弗所这个地方呢，让信徒的这个信仰的根基扎得蛮稳的。
So we can see that Paul has spent much energy and time in Ephesus, so the believers have a firm foundation of belief.
在使徒行传第二十章的地方，保罗跟他以弗所的众长老讲的时候，他也提出了他当时候在那个地方他所付出的，他是怎么样付出的。
And in Acts chapter 20, when Paul spoke to the Ephesian elders, he had talked about what he has done.
我们现在看二十章，那个使徒行传第二十章。
And now let's look at Acts chapter 20.
第二十节。
Verse 21.
你们也知道，凡与你们有益的，我没有一样避讳不说的，或是在众人面前，或是在个人家里，我都教导你们。
Verse 20, you know that I have not hesitated to preach anything that would be helpful to you, but have taught you publicly from house to house.
那可是当时候保罗也预先跟他们预告要小心，因为可能会有异端侵入。
And Paul has warned them before that, that there might be heresy within the church.
第二十九节。
Verse 29.
我知道我去之后必有凶暴的豺狼进入你们中间，不爱惜羊群。
Verse 29, I know that after I leave, savage wolves will come in among you and will not spare the flock.
30节说，就是你们中间也必有人起来说悖谬的话，要引诱门徒跟从他们。
Even from your own number, men will rise and distort the truth in order to draw away disciples after them.
31节，所以你们应当警醒，纪念我三年之久，昼夜不住的流泪劝诫你们个人。
So be on your guard, remember that for 3 years, I never stopped warning each of you night and day with tears.
我们这里就看到当时候保罗他对这个以弗所教会的那个关系很亲密的。
From here we can see that Paul has a close relationship with the church of Ephesus.
他其实是很关心各地方的教会的。
He cares a lot about the local churches.
但是对以弗所教会来说，因为后来我们从教会的历史里面发现，以弗所成为保罗他传福音的很重要的据点。
And later on in history, we know that Ephesus has become a focus of Paul's preaching.
那当时候他怎么会 突然之间想要写一封信给他们。
And so, what is the reason for him to write the letter to the church of Ephesus?
从圣经看来，保罗当时应该是被关起来的。
From the Bible, we can see that Paul should be in prison at this time.
我们如果请看回来以弗所书。
If we turn back to Ephesians.
以弗所书第六章。
Ephesians chapter 6.
第六章的第二十节。
Verse 20.
六章二十节说，我为这福音的奥秘做了带锁链的使徒，并使我照着当尽的本分放胆讲论。
20. For which I am an ambassador in chains, pray that I may declare it fearlessly as I should.
那看起来当时候保罗应该是在锁链当中，他是被捆绑的，被关起来。
From here we can see that Paul is in chain and he is in prison.
那其实以弗所书在保罗的书信里面被称为五封监狱书信里面的其中一封。
And the book of Ephesians is one of the book that Paul has written in jail.
因为看起来从保罗他写信的口气，以及当时候写完信之后要请人去送信的时候，那个送信者的人名看来，他以弗所书跟哥罗西书还有腓利门书这三卷书应该是同一个时期写的，而且也是请同一个人送的。
And the book of Ephesians, Colossians, and Philemon are sent delivered by the same messenger, and it seems like he was in jail at that time.
哦，因为这个就是他同一个时间他被关的时候他写的，所以我们现在如果按照历史上看来呢，以弗所书这卷书应该在大概是61年、62年左右所写成的。
And the book of Ephesians is written approximately 60 to 61 AD.
也就是说，《使徒行传》记载保罗被软禁在罗马的这个城里面的时候，在那个时候所写成的了。
And Paul, when Paul was prisoned in Rome, he has written this letter along with the other two.
那跟后来的《腓立比书》这四卷书，就是所谓第一次的在被关的时候所写的作品。
And along with the book of Philemon, he has written these Philippians. He has written these books in prison.
所以以弗所书、哥罗西书、腓利门书跟腓立比书这四卷书，大概是同一个时期所做的，第一次保罗被关的时候所写的。
And the books of Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, and Philemon are written approximately the same time when he was in prison.
然后最后保罗后来又放出来，然后最后被关起来。最后被关的时候，写了另外一封最后的书信，就是提摩太后书。
And after he was released, he was again put back into prison, and he wrote the last book, which is the book of Timothy.
Second Timothy. 那所以这个提摩太后书就是保罗的绝笔信，那就是第二次被关，也就是最后一次他没有被放出来就死了。所以他一共在监狱里面写了五封书信。
And Second Timothy was the last book he has written in prison, and it was the second time he was captured, and then he died afterwards.
那保罗他写信当时候应该是从历史上看来，这一封以弗所书应该是写在哥罗西书的后面。哥罗西书应该先写，之后写以弗所书。
And Ephesians is written after the book of Colossians.
好，那保罗在写以弗所在写哥罗西书的时候，他的那个重点很清楚。
And when Paul was writing the book of Colossians, he made very clear in his points.
因为哥罗西当时候的这个信徒呢，他们面对那个异端的挑战，有很多那个异端开始在影响教会里面的信仰。
Because the church of Colossians at that time has a lot of heresy within the church.
当时候他们在质疑耶稣是不是基督，耶稣到底是谁，他是神吗？
And they were questioning who Jesus Christ was. Is he God?
耶稣是到底是人还是神？
Is Jesus Christ man or God?
哦，所以当时候在哥罗西的这个地方，这个异端呢，看起来应该已经逐渐的影响到各教会，亚细亚的各教会了。
And so the belief in Colossus has spread and it has influenced other churches.
那所以当时候保罗写了哥罗西以后，就请那个索提尼把那个信带出去了。
And so after Paul has written Colossians, he asked asked a messenger to deliver his letter.
我们现在啊，应该是推基谷哈。那六，如果看以弗所书六章的二十一节，先看六章二十一节。
If we first look at Ephesians chapter 6, verse 21,
这里说我特意打发那个第二十一节说，今日有所亲爱、忠心侍奉主的兄弟推基谷，他要把我的事情并我的情况如何全告诉你们，叫你们知道。
Tychicus, the dear brother and faithful servant of the Lord, will tell you everything so that you also may know how I am and what I am doing.
然后我特意要打发他到你们那里去，好叫你们知道我们的光景，好叫又叫他安慰你们的心。
I'm sending him to you for this very purpose, that you may know how we are and that he may encourage you.
哦，那所以这一个推基谷呢，应该就是带信的人。
So Tychicus should be the deliverer of the letter.
那现在请看哥罗西书。
And now if we look at Colossians.
哥罗西书的第四章。
Chapter 4.
第七节。
Verse 7.
有我亲爱的兄弟推基谷要将我的一切的事都告诉你们，他是我忠心的执事和我一同做主的仆人。
Tychicus will tell you all the news about me. He is a dear brother, a faithful minister, and fellow servant in the Lord.
所以同样一个人，他在带这封信，啊，哥罗西书哦。
So the same person delivered the letter.
那我们现在看腓利门书。
And now if we look at Philemon.
腓利门书第十节。
Philemon, verse 10.
腓利门书第十节哈。
Philemon, verse 10.
就是我在捆锁中所生的儿子阿尼西姆求你、哦、那个是第十一节，他从前与你没有益处，如今是与你我都有益处了。
Verse 10, I appeal you for my son Onesimus, who became my son while I was in chain.
好，那当时候第十二节说，我现在打发他亲自回你那边去，表示是这个阿尼西姆要保罗把他要他送回去，因为他是在监狱的时候来信主的。
And verse 12, I'm sending him back to you because he believed in Christ while in prison.
好，那个这一段记录呢，应该也是保罗在监狱的时候写的这一封腓利门书了。
And the book of Philemon was also written when Paul was in prison.
因为腓利门本这个人本身就是那个哥罗西教会的信徒。
Because Philemon, he is a believer of the Church of Colossus.
所以因为可能他去的时候呢，那这个信呢就一起带去了。
And so maybe because when he went, he also went with him and believed.
好，那所以现在这个受以弗所书的这个带信者就是这个啊推基谷哈。
So the messenger of the book of Ephesians is Tychicus.
好，那我们现在看回来以弗所书。
And now let's turn back to Ephesians.
以弗所书。第一章
Chapter 1.
如果我们在读以弗所书的时候呢，马上我们就会发现他一接下来开始就 一串很长的信息都在讲主耶稣基督的救赎的恩典。
And if we look at the book of Ephesians, starting from the beginning, he has talked about Jesus Christ and his salvation.
哥罗西教会有些异端，他写信去教导他们。
Within the Church of Colossus, there is heresy, so he has written a letter to encourage them.
那现在看起来，以弗所书跟哥罗西书有很多相似的地方哦。
And it seems like the church in Ephesians and Colossians have the similar problems.
那当时候保罗写了哥罗西之后，其实当时候保罗写信通常都是要给各教会轮流看的。
And after Paul written the book of Colossians, it is should be passed around with from church to church.
哥罗西的重点，他要强调主耶稣是基督。
And the main point of the book of Colossians is that Jesus is Christ.
他是神所预定的受膏者，是要来拯救人类的。
That Jesus is the predestined sacrificial lamb who came to save.
耶稣基督就是神爱子的这个显现。
And Jesus Christ is the beloved Son.
是神本体的真相。
That He is the manifestation of God.
所以他要证明耶稣他的那个真实的 救赎者的角色。
And he is to prove the role of Jesus Christ in the salvation plan.
所以我们在论基督的时候，一定会查考哥罗西书。
So when we talk about Jesus Christ, we will study the book of Colossians.
那看起来保罗在写完了哥罗西书之后呢，他现在接下来进一步的阐明，这个教会本身就是主耶稣基督的身体。
And after he has written the book of Colossians and Ephesians, he talks about the church as the body of Christ.
他现在很有系统的、很深入的去阐明的教会的功用。
He has systematically write about the role of the church.
要让我们明白神借着教会所要彰显的奥秘。
To help us understand the mystery that's to be revealed within the church.
所以以弗所书它就是保罗一个他在阐述。教会论的精华。
So Ephesians is a book that holds the essence of the mystery of the church.
他就很有系统的写了哈。
And he has written this very systematically.
所以你可以看到接下去在读以弗所书的时候，你看到前三章呢，他讲了很多理论的东西。
So if you read Ephesians, the first three chapters, it talks about Christ.
但到第四章以后，哎，他的那个。描述的重点就不一样了。
And but when you read chapter 4, he switches his focus.
所以很明显的在论到，哎，你一个人要怎样做什么做什么。
He then talk about what a person should do.
就是讲到我们的生活层面去了。
He talks about what we should do in our daily lives.
那这个就是以弗所书的两个主要的段落。
And this is the two main sections of this book.
前面三章在讲论教会。
The first three.Chapters talks about the church.
后面三章在讲这个教会里面应该有的生活。
The last three chapters talk about the life that we should live within the church.
教会里面的信徒应该有的表现。
That the believers in the church should have such lives.
我们要怎么样让这个教会里面这些人能够彰显神的荣耀？怎么样去打胜这个属灵的征战
？And how can the people within the church, win the battle, win the spiritual battle.
用什么方法？
Using what method?
我们要装备什么？要怎么样的装备？
What should we be clothed with?
那所以这个就是以弗所书的两大重点信息。
And so this is the two main sections and the two main message of the book of Ephesians.
那以弗所书里面呢，它有一个重要的经节，然后可以当做这个主要的。中心经句。
And there is a key center verse in the book of Ephesians.
现在看以弗所书第一章。
Let's look at Ephesians chapter 1.
第23节。
Verse 23.
教会是他的身体，是那充满万有所充满的。
Which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way.
教会是耶稣基督的身体。
That the church is his body.
那这个身体怎么建立起来？
And how this church is established.
这里面的他这个建立身体，这些每一个个体要怎么样连在一起
？And how all the parts are connected.
然后之后要怎么样来生活
？And how we should live.
所以这一句呢，就概括了这整个以弗所书的重要信息了。
And so this verse has covered the essence of this book.
那如果我们在因为以弗所书只有六章啊
，And since Ephesians only have six chapters，
他现在不再像旧约圣经里面讲了很多故事，然后很长没有，他现在是很精简的几节而已，但是他把那个重点都讲进去了。
It is not recorded like it is in the Old Testament where it is written in the form of stories, but it is written very concise.
所以我们现在在读以弗所书的时候，我们一定要去想，读完你就一定要去想。
So after we read Ephesians, we need to think.
为什么保罗他要这样写
？Why is Paul writing this?
他写这个到底要告诉我什么
？What is he trying to tell us?
因为我们如果明白他写信的脉络
，Because if we understand the way he writes,
我们就抓住他的重点信息了，我们就不会迷失了。
We are able to capture the main points.
第一章，他一开始的时候。就一直强调，我们是在主耶稣基督里面的圣徒，是有忠心的人。
And in Ephesians chapter 1, he has put emphasis that we are his people, the holy people within the church.
所以以弗所书里面有一个很重要的 特色就是他一直强调什么事情都是 在主耶稣基督里面。
And a unique characteristic of Ephesians is that he mentions that everything is in church.
也就是说在这个神所设立的帐幕，在人间的这个帐幕里啊。
That everything is under within the tabernacle of God.
那在这个在这一个神的教会里，什么东西都你看什么福气都有。
And within the church there are all kinds of blessings.
我们的角色改变了。
And that our role has changed.
我们在世上所要生活的目标也不跟世界人不一样了。
That the goals of us living on this earth is different from the rest of the people of this world.
所以在主耶稣基督里面这个特色以弗所书是一个很重要的部分，我们一定要了解。
And Ephesians, the in Christ is a central part of this book.
现在请看第一章第三节。
And now let's look at chapter 1 verse 3.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
Praise to be the God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessings in Christ.
在耶稣基督里面，我们有各样属灵的福气，天上各样属灵的福气。
That in Christ, we have every spiritual blessings from the heavenly realms.
所以神的帐幕在人间，他要给我们什么？
And what is the tabernacle of God? What will it bring to us from this
earth? 它要带来天上各样属灵的福气。
It will bring spiritual blessings from the heavenly realms.
这就让我们看到我们在教会里面所追求的是什么了。
So from here we can see what we are pursuing in church.
我们来教会绝对不是要追求属世的福气。
We do not come to church to pursue earthly blessings.
属世的福气不一定要来到教会。
If we want to pursue earthly blessings, we do not need to come here.
但是属灵的福气只有教会能给。
But only the church can give spiritual blessings.
因为在天上属灵的福气是从耶稣基督带来的。
Because the spiritual blessings is from God.
所以主耶稣基督他是道成肉身，充充满满的有恩典有真理，带给我们这个恩典真理都是属灵的。
So Jesus Christ has came into this earth in the form of flesh to bring all kinds of blessings and his truth and salvation.
然后请看第四节。
And now let's look at verse 4.
就如神从创立世界以前在基督里拣选我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁没有瑕疵。
For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight.
现在在这个基督的身体里面被拣选的是在基督里被拣选，所以我们今天的身份是因着耶稣基督才有的这个神的儿子。
That we are chosen in him before the creation of the world, and we are chosen because of Jesus Christ.
所以我们现在因着耶稣基督，我们相信耶稣基督，我们现在在神面前成为神的儿女了。
So that through Jesus Christ and by believing in Jesus Christ, we are his children.
那这个恩典，这个拣选的恩典是在创世以前就已经设在那里的。
And this blessing to be chosen by him was predestined.
所以我们今天每一个弟兄姐妹，我们其实我们在还没有出，我们在还没有被生下来以前，神就早就知道，因为神没有时间。
So that before we were born, we were all chosen because God is not bounded by time.
所以我们是被拣选的，是有福气的人。
So we are predestined, we are chosen, and we are blessed.
那神要我们做什么？我们被拣选要做什么？他说要成为圣洁。
And who are we to become? We are to become holy.
我们既然是属神的人，神是圣洁的神，那属他的人就是要成为圣洁。
Since God is holy, then his chosen people should be holy.
好啊，现在看第五节。
Let's look at verse 5.
他又因为爱我们，就按自己的意志所喜悦的，预定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分。
He predestined us to be adopted as his sons through Jesus Christ in accordance to his pleasure and will.
第六节
Verse 6,
使他荣耀的恩典得到称赞，这恩典是他在爱子里所赐给我们的。
To the praise of his glorious grace which he has freely given us in the one he loves.
所以主你看神在耶稣基督这个儿子这个角色里面所救赎给我们的，今天这个恩典是在耶稣基督里面所得到，我们才有得到的了。
And so the salvation is given through the role of the Son, and it is given through Jesus Christ.
神他说是他按照他的旨意所喜悦，他很希望每一个人都得救。
It is given according to his pleasure and will, and he wishes that everyone can be saved.
那他这个恩典其实上是有荣耀的恩典。
And this blessing is a glorious blessing.
他那个荣耀是在于他是从罪恶当中 把人救出来。
It is a glorious blessing because we are safe from sin.
啊，本来是污秽的，本来是要灭亡的，现在因着被救赎起来就不一样，然后可以跟神连接在一起，成为圣洁的。
We were condemned, and but through Him we can be safe.
这个就成为圣洁。
And this is becoming holy.
那现在你看，如果照圣经里那个经纶看呢、啊，一般一我们一开始都被称为是那个外邦人。
And from the beginning of the book of the Bible, we were called Gentiles.
我们本来在神的恩典的这个福气里面是没有份的。
We did not take part in his salvation plan.
那可是现在在耶稣基督里面，哎，不管你是外邦人是犹太人都没有关系的。
But through Jesus Christ, whether you are a Gentile or a Jew, it does not matter.
好，我们现在看第十节。
Let's look at verse 10.
要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的都在耶稣基督里同归于一。
To be put into effect when the times will have reached their fulfillment, to bring all things in heaven and on earth together under one head.
在耶稣基督里面，所有东西都合在一起的。
That under Christ, everything is one.
好，所以不管什么种族。
It does not matter what race you are.
不管我们是贫穷还是卑微，还是富足的都没关系的。
If you are rich or poor.
我们在主耶稣基督里面，我们都成为合为一体。
In Christ, we have become one.
那这个就是超越这个人间的一些法则了。
And this surpasses the principles of men.
那现在看第十一节。
And now let's look at verse 11.
我们也在他里面得了基业，这原是那位随己意行做万事的，照他旨意所预定的。
In him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will.
我们在基督耶稣里面，在他里面，我们得了基业，我们变成是一个有盼望的人。
That in him we have become people of hope.
哦，所以第十二节说，叫他的荣耀从我们这首先在基督里的有盼望的人可以得到称赞。
So that in verse 12 it says, who were the first to hope in Christ might be the praise of his glory.
我们在基督里面之所以有盼望，是因为我们知道天上我们有份。
And that we have hope in Christ because that we know that we have a part in heaven.
哦，所以这个第一章开始哦，他一直都在强调在基督里。
And so in chapter 1, it emphasized the in Christ.
啊，你在读圣经的时候，你现在读接下去读，你就注意看，在基督里面都把它特别注意一下。
And when you continue reading on, please put close attention to the phrase in Christ.
你就说在基督里面，他这个你就想说，今天我在基督里面，跟我以前如果不在基督里面会有什么差别？
You can think about how you are different before you were in Christ and after you are in Christ.
有时候我们会很觉得很自然的说，哎，我今天在教会里面的这样生活，就久而久之就很自然嘛，因为反正好像每一天都这样过了。
Sometimes after being in church for a long time, we feel that everything is given.That we are in Christ.
但是有时候我们如果想一想，今天如果我们不是在主耶稣基督里面
，But if you think in a different perspective that if today you are not in Christ，
那现在这个时候你会在哪里
？And so at this time and place, where will you be？
今天你在这个年纪里面，你会是什么样一个人
？At this age, what kind of person will you become？
你可能会做什么
？What will you do？
你可能会过什么样的日子
？What kind of life will you live？
然后有可能你有什么样的感受
？And what kind of feelings？May you have right now.
你会想说，今天如果没有耶稣基督，我们每一个人都不一样了。
If today we do not have Jesus Christ, then all of us will be different.
我们可能，也许在世上可能变得很富有。
Perhaps in this world we may become rich.
我们在世上可能会变得很有成就，也不一定了。
Perhaps in this world we may become successful.
但是也有很多人没有主耶稣基督，可能变得很穷困潦倒。
But there are also many people who have become very poor.
可能也没有有今天美满幸福的家庭
，that you may not have a blessed family life.
但是不管怎么样了，不管今天人我们今天如果没有主耶稣基督变成什么样，好或不好都没有关系。
But it does not matter what you become if you do not have Christ.
但是我们发现一个事实
，and we have discovered a truth.
如果没有耶稣基督，我们心里面绝对没有满足。
That without Christ, there will be no satisfaction.
然后我们的将来，我们就没有盼望。
And that we do not have hope for eternal life.
我们会跟一般的人都一样。
And that we will become like everyone else.
我们面对困难的时候，我们说，比如说我们面对生病的时候，我们会很恐慌。
That when we face difficulties, like if we have illness, we will be very scared.
我们碰到挫折、困难的时候，我们会觉得啊，会觉得很难过，我们会觉得说怎么会这样子。
When we face difficulties, we'll be very sad, and we will wonder why it is happening to us.
有时候我们会觉得很忧郁。
We will become depressed.
我们看到。会觉得人生没有什么意思。
We will feel that life is meaningless.
其实最重要的是，我们对死亡、将来死亡以后的那个归宿一点没有把握。
And that more importantly, we do not have anything after we die.
但现在我们在基督里面就不一样了。
But today in Christ, we are different.
所以你看，我们现在在读圣经的时候，很重要，一定要去思想。
And now we're reading the Bible, we should ponder.
每一句话，你都把它想想看。
We should ponder verse by verse.
我们就发现说，其实我们本来也都是没有神的人。
That we were once people who do not belong in Christ.
第二章以弗所书第二章的时候，他现在就在讲说，你这个主耶稣基督的这个身体是怎么组成？这个身体里面这些人是谁呀？
And then Ephesians chapter 2, it has begun to talk about the parts that are within the body and how they are put together.
神的帐幕在人间，神的帐幕里面住的是谁？
And that the tabernacle of God that is on earth, that who are composed of the tabernacle of God.
我们本来都是生活在罪过犯罪恶之中的人。
That we were once dead in our transgression and sins.
所以第二章的第一节一开始就说，我们本来是死在罪过犯罪恶当中的人。
So that in chapter 2 verse 1 it says that we were once dead in our transgressions and sins.
我们本来其实都是那个魔鬼的奴隶。
That we were the slaves of Satan.
我们本来都是随着我们的肉体的情欲去放纵的人。
That we were people who follow our fleshly desires.
我们本来没有盼望。
That we were people without hope.
我们活在世上其实就像你看，如果一个没有盼望的人，他就是现在如果有酒，就今朝有酒，就今朝醉了，不用想那么多了。
If we are people without hope on this earth, then we would be like people who are drunk.
但是神的恩典临到我们以后
，But after the grace of God has fallen on us,
我们就从死当中活过来了。
We become alive.
所以这个主耶稣基督身体组成的人是本来这些罪人现在被救起来的。
And that the body of Christ were once composed by sinners, but who are now raised from death.
我们是得到恩典的人。
That we are people who have received grace.
第十节特别说。
And then especially in verse 10 it says.
我们原是他的工作，在耶稣基督里面造成的。
That we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus to do good works.
所以我们现在被主耶稣拣选起来，要来建立这个他这个身体了。
So now that we are chosen to help build up the church.
神有一个计划，他有一个经纶，他的经纶是先拣选这些亚伯拉罕的子孙。
And that he had a plan, that his plan was to first choose the descendants of Abraham.
所以你看第十三节，二章十三节。
So in chapter 2 verse 13.
我们现在从前远离神的人，现在在耶稣基督里面靠着他的血已经得亲近了。
But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far away have been brought near through the blood of Christ.
然后第十四节说，因他使我们和睦，将两下合而为一，拆毁了中间隔断的墙。
For he himself is our peace, who has made the two one and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall.
这两下就是外邦人跟犹太人，这两个亚伯拉罕的子孙呢，属世的跟属灵的，我们现在记得耶稣基督可以合在一起啊。
And the two is referring to the descendants of Abraham and the Gentiles who are now one.
我们都成为神家里的人了。
That we have all become part of the family of Christ.
我们现在共同要被建立，把这个神的家把它建立起来。
And that we are all chosen to build up the church.
第二十二节。
God's house in verse 22.
第二十二节说，你们也靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
In him you two are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his spirit.
你就看到他这个神的这个身体，神的帐幕一定有神的灵在运行，神的灵充满。
And we can see that God's tabernacle and his dwelling place has an abundance of the spirit.
这就回应第一章二十三节说，教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满着。
And this responds to chapter 1 verse 23, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way.
这个既然是主耶稣基督身体，他是活着，他是有生命的。
And that since it is the body of Christ, it is a life
他一定要有圣灵。
And it must have the Holy Spirit.
好，所以这第二章他讲这个里面的人。
And so in verse two, chapter two, it talks about the people who are in the church.
然后接下来第三章。
And in chapter three,
他在强调教会是要去宣告耶稣基督的奥秘。
It talks about how the church should preach the gospel of God's mystery.
神救赎的计划是透过教会让人明白的。
That God's salvation plan is being revealed through the church.
请看第三章第九节。
Please look at chapter 3, verse 9.
又使众人都明白，这历代以来隐藏在创造万物之神里的奥秘是如何安排的。
And make plain to everyone of this mystery, which for ages past was kept hidden in God.
然后第十节说，
In verse 10,
为要借着教会使天上执政的掌权的现在得知神百般的智慧。
His intent was that now through the church the manifold wisdom of God should be made known.
所以保罗他其实他一直在强调他深知道神的奥秘。
So Paul has reinforced that he understands the mystery of God.
这个奥秘就是外邦人今天借着耶稣基督可以同为后世，可以同为一体，可以同盟应许。
It is a mystery that the Gentiles will become one and they will be made in, they are one in church.
哦，所以这个神的教会，这个主耶稣基督身体，就是要去阐明神百般的救赎智慧。
And that the church of God is to manifold the wisdom of God.
哦，然后到了第三章结束的时候，他就有一个很充满感谢的祷告。
And at the end of chapter 3, it is a prayer of thanksgiving.
现在说神的那个创造，神的作为太奇妙了。
That his plan and his creation is miraculous.
他希望教会能够让神大大得到荣耀。
And that the church may be glorified.
所以二十一节说，但愿他在教会当中，并在基督耶稣里得着荣耀，直到世世代代，永永远远。阿们。
And in verse 21, to him be glory in the church in Christ Jesus through all generations, forever and ever.
所以最终的目的就是要建立一个荣耀的教会。
So the main goal is to create a glorious church.
这是前面三章的它这个主要的那个救赎的那个信息重点。
And this is the main salvation message that is within chapter 1, 2, 3.
然后从第四章开始以后，他还讲，最一开始就讲合一的问题。
And starting from chapter 4, it talks about the issue of unity.
哦，我们在教会里面，在真道上一定要同归于一。
That in truth we must be unified.
那这样这个身体才会健壮。
So that the body may grow.
那我们每一个人在灵修上应该要注意什么事情？
And things that we should take note of in our spiritual life.
因为神的荣耀在教会里面彰显，跟他里面的人有关系。
Because how God will reveal His glory has a lot to do with the people who are in the church.
所以接下去在第四章、第五章里面，他谈到我们的教会的生活，我们个人灵修的生活，我们在社会上以及在家庭里面的生活，各项他提出的重点。
So later on, talks about the life that we should live within the church, outside of the church, and within our daily lives.
然后最后他提到我们要装备自己，要准备打属灵的征战。
At last, it talks about we need to put on the armor of God and we need to be prepared to fight the spiritual battle.
因为神他的旨意不能拦阻，神最后他的教会，他的这个身体，他一定是要得荣耀。
And that His will not be stopped, and that His name will be glorified.
然后这个奥秘呢，让众人都明白。
And that everyone will understand the mystery.
最后就是他的问候，然后结束。
And in the end, it is final, his final greeting, and ends here.
所以这个就是以弗所书里面的主要的一些介绍。
And this is an introduction to the book of Ephesians.
希望我们都能够用心的，借着圣灵的带领呢，来查考这一卷书，然后明白像这里所说的，看啊，神的帐幕在人间，我们。这是一个荣耀的真教会。
And I hope that everyone can read into the book of Ephesians and understand that how behold that the tabernacle of God is within the church.
我们再来唱诗157首。
And now lastly sing hymn 157.